My girlfriend, 25 female, admitted she slept with someone hours before agreeing to be exclusive. I, 26 male, can't tell if I'm overreacting. What's the move here? Welcome back, everybody, to the Delulu Canoe Podcast. I'm your host, Dara Taylor, and today we're going to be reading some more Reddit stories. Yeah! So many of you love when I do this series just because it's fun, it's entertaining, and it's always interesting to see, like, the drama of other people when you're not involved. And it's always interesting to see, like, what would you do in this scenario? Would you overreact? I think I would. But let's dive in and get some context. Also, we get to decide my fun little game called Would We Murder Them or Would We Not Murder Them? Because, of course, I'm wearing my I Murdered My Husband robe again and having a glass of whatever this is while we do it. So let's decide. It's not gender specific. We can murder the wife. The wife, the man. Anyone, everyone, let's do it. My girlfriend of 2 years and I were recently having one of those drunk tell me something shocking conversations. Everything was lighthearted until she dropped something that completely rewrote the origin story of how we became a couple. Something I've always held as a romantic and somewhat dramatic beginning. A little over a month into dating, I told her I wanted to be exclusive. Up to that point, everything between us, her behavior, our connection, the way she talked about us, made me feel like she was on the same page. But during that conversation, she suddenly got overwhelmed and said she needed to leave and basically walked out. That's suspicious. What? I was confused and pretty upset. I went home thinking maybe that was it. A few hours later, she called and said she wanted to talk and drove to my place. That night outside my apartment in the rain, she told me she did want to be in a committed relationship and that she just needed time to meditate and collect her thoughts. I took it as a cinematic beginning to our relationship. Oh my, OP. No. Wait. Okay. So he's like, I want to be in a committed relationship with you. And she's like, hold that thought. Leaves. And then just goes smashes somebody else and then comes back? Oh my, okay. That entire story changed during our recent drunk conversation. She told me that she didn't go home to reflect. She left to go have sex with a dude. Apparently, she met this guy at a party the week we first started going out. They hooked up and the was apparently good enough that she had been hitting him up every few days after. Oh my, why is she, this is bad. Why is she telling you this now? What? My girlfriend is usually pretty blunt, but this one hurt to hear, especially in context. Yeah, you think? Oh my, I, be done. Be done with her right now. What is this? Could you imagine you're drunk having a good time and then like your partner's like, oh yeah, remember that night that we decided to be exclusive? Yeah, I went and slept with somebody else. No! Madurta her. Instantly. I don't even want to read the update. Madurta her. But we gotta finish the story. We gotta finish the story. According to her, when I brought up exclusivity, she suddenly realized that if she agreed on the spot, she wouldn't be able to sleep with him anymore without it being cheating. So she got up, left without an explanation, went to his place. They had sex for a few hours to get it out of her system. Afterwards, she drove straight to my place to officially start our relationship. What the actual this is ridiculous. She's a dog. Oh my God. She got that dog in her, clearly. Oh my God. I can't. That's a choice. So wait, were you sleeping with, like, where, huh? Did you know that she was like sleeping with somebody else while she was like starting to like go on dates with you? Or I want to know that. Okay, hang on. There's more. She says this wasn't cheating because technically speaking, we weren't exclusive yet. She also said she never felt guilty about it, but didn't say anything until now because she didn't want to ruin the mythology I'd built around our relationship origin story. A story that I love bringing up whenever people ask us how we met. Is the story that great, though? The story's not that great. Put aside that, like, she left, right? Like, how does that make the story, like, more dramatic? Am I alone in thinking this? Like, I don't think that like romanticizes this at all. She left to go meditate. And so you were telling like your friends like, "Oh my God, my girlfriend is so great. She's so wonderful that like when I asked her to date me, she got up and left and didn't say anything and went home and meditated and then came back." Like, what, the story is not even that good. Now it's worse 'cause she went to go sleep with somebody else. But like, let's continue. I honestly feel completely blindsided. Yeah, you think? Even if this wasn't cheating in the strictest technical sense, it feels like a massive betrayal. Yeah, you think? It was the fact that she effectively scheduled one last hookup. Well, she didn't schedule it, my guy. It was very impromptu, but continue. It was the fact that she effectively scheduled one last hookup before agreeing to be with me. It makes the beginning of our relationship feel tainted. It makes me question how she views commitment and honesty. Okay, like, it's not about the commitment because like she's not wrong. You both weren't together, but like the blurred lines, you know, the blurred lines of like, ooh, wait, if I date this guy exclusively, then I can't have this guy anymore. So I gotta go do that guy one more time is a little messy, to say the least. So I don't know that like commitment is the problem. I think being truthful is, you know, something you should really look into, like for her, because like it makes me wonder if like were you going out and like sleeping with other people, because like obviously you know you guys weren't exclusive, so she could go do what she wants, so you could go do what you want. But like, I want to know more about like this, like you know what was going on before. Like, were you dating around? Were you not? Like, I'm you know, not that it matters. What she did was crap. You know, like in the lore of like to Madurter or to not Madurter, Madurter. Like, this is bad. Like, this is that's awful. And the fact that she like dated you then that night, like that's pretty tacky, that's pretty classless. And then got drunk with you and then decided to tell you. I mean, at least she was honest. Ugh, I cannot defend this person. Okay, there is an update. Final update after 5.5 months. Here we go. I wasn't planning to come back to this. I posted the original mostly because I was going in circles in my own head and couldn't find a single thread in here that exactly matched what I was dealing with. But when I logged back in, I was surprised to see how many people saw the post. And honestly, the DMs alone were enough to make me type this out. And also, I found out the post got picked up on other sites, which is a weird feeling. Typing this out on a phone is formatting this weird. I'll fix it later. Great. We broke up. A little over a month after the post, I ended it. Good. Good. For a while, it felt like a mistake. Not a I miss her way, more like a constant worry if I just let some insecure macho part of my brain torch a 2-year relationship over something that was actually acceptable. She wasn't a bad girlfriend in many ways. The relationship wasn't bad. That made it harder for me to be honest. I got experience in, wait, what? I've got experience in dumping solidly bad girlfriends. Yeah. We all do. It's easy when the person is bad. You know, it's easy when they're harming, well, not easy in all cases. But like it's easy when they like mess up or do things that hurt you, 'cause then like now in your mind they're the bad guy and so it's easier to just be like, "Okay, I'm done." But when they don't really mess up, but in this case this girl did mess up. This is pretty easy to make her the bad guy in my opinion. In my opinion. What actually happened in that month was a cycle. We'd argue about the hookup, eventually get somewhere that felt like a real understanding, and then some random thing would surface it again and we'd get back at zero. The back and forth quickly got annoying and toxic. But that's not what ended it. Something a few commenters mentioned in the original thread stuck with me. A specific detail I'd touched on but hadn't really thought through. I did eventually bring it up to her directly and she answered honestly, which I'll give her credit for. Before they'd had sex, she had asked him whether she saw any future between them. Not as a condition to sleep with him, apparently, but just probed to double check if he was up for that. Okay. He said no and that he was just looking for casual sex. She slept with him anyways, drove to my apartment later that night, and then told me she wanted to be with me. Ouch. So hear me out. This means she went back to that other guy, right? So you were like, "I want to be with you. I love you. I want to, well, maybe not love you, but I want to be with you. I want to date you." And then she was like, "Hold that thought." Goes to other guy and like before they do the nasty is like, "Would you ever date me?" And he's like, "No." And she's like, "Bet." Does him and then comes back to you and dates you. Yeah, I'm glad you ended this. Ooh, I sat with that for a long time. On paper, it changes nothing about the timeline everyone discussed in the last post. She still came back. She still chose to be with me afterwards, but something about the sequence of it just hollowed me out. She went to him first to get the no before choosing me. Yeah, that's fucked. That is so messed up. Ah, not to mention the whole idea of me sitting at my apartment when this all went down. Yeah, bro, you're sitting there in your apartment just like twiddling your thumbs, maybe playing a video game, reading a book, and she's just like, getting nasty with another guy. Oh, this bothers me. Although on that point, just to be clear, I'm not a little nice guy, and him. Wait, hang on. Although, on that point, just to be clear, I'm not a little nice guy and him some sexed up alpha male like some of you guys in the DMs were describing. I'm perfectly confident, having honestly gotten too much info from my ex when we talked, that this was simply just another dude in the lineup that she wanted more than me. Oof. But all this resulted in me feeling less like a guy she had wanted and desired and started making me feel like a second place trophy. That's probably the most honest way I can put it. For what it's worth, I don't think she's a bad human being. I really don't. But we clearly had completely different wiring around what commitment means and when it starts mattering. Yeah, she didn't think that what she did was a big deal and also seemed to undervalue the emotional value of sex in general in the post-relationship analysis I've been thinking over. Sure, but like if we're gonna call it what it is, the commitment's not the problem because like she didn't commit to you till afterwards. The problem is that she's blurring the commitment lines, and if like she's willing to do that, then it makes you wonder about everything else. And then also she blatantly admitted to, asking that other guy if he wanted to go out first. So like you said, you are the second place trophy. Like you were second and you didn't know, obviously, at the time. So yikes. Yeah, I think this is a good thing that you ended this relationship and that we're agreeing to murder her in our fake murder plot. Murder. Oh my gosh, I can't say that word on YouTube. Ugh, sorry, Chompy. Murder in our fake little scenario of like to murder the husband or the waifu or to not to. But is there anything else at the end here? I think the thing I keep coming back to is pretty simple. I just want to be someone's first choice. Yeah, OP. Woof. That was a dude. Like, I don't. Does it get any worse than that? It's Reddit. It does get worse than that. There's a frugal Reddit page in the titles. What frugal habit did you stop doing once you did the math? I'm gonna come back and read that later because now I'm curious. Piggybacking off the last story, I, 21 female, slept with two people after my boyfriend, 23 male, opened our relationship and now he wants to break up with me. This is from Best of Redditor Updates. Let's begin. Sorry for the long post. I feel as though this is a very nuanced and unusual situation, so I struggled to explain it briefly. So my boyfriend and I have been together throughout our times at university, coming up on 3 years now. He is my first relationship and my first body, whereas he has slept with a number of people before we got together. Okay, T, that's important. We have spoken before about wanting to have a future together and potentially kids once we both have a stable source of income. For the first time in years, we're spending a few months apart as he has a graduate job. Yeah, has a graduate job, and I don't. I have been living in my family home and working in hospitality, so we haven't seen each other in a few weeks. Prior to this, our relationship was a little strained due to academic stress, and we were arguing for the first time ever. Uh-oh. Getting rocky. Here we go. We also almost entirely stopped having s for months, and the relationship felt like it was getting dry. Oh no, that's not good. Oh, you need that. You need that unless you're going through some medical stuff. You need that. Moving on. I have a higher strive than he does. Anyways, so it was mostly me who was finding this difficult. We spoke about it and he suggested we open up our relationship and allowed each other to see other people until we could move back in together when I found a job in the same city as him. Okay. Now he suggested it. He he suggested it. So to me, I'm taking this all in. You're the one who, like, has more, you know, you got the drive. You're ready to go. You're geared up. And he's like, pump the brakes. Why don't we open this up? Okay, so far, I'm on OP's side. So far. Don't quote me on that yet. As much as this might seem strange to other people, I was quite excited he suggested this, as I have never really had the opportunity to explore my sexuality. I was experiencing some anxiety about the fact that I've only ever been in a committed relationship, and I was worried I would one day regret not exploring more when I was younger. Despite this, I still love him a lot and know he is the one eventually I want to settle down with. Since we opened our relationship about a month ago, I've slept with two people, a girl and a boy. I met them both on dating apps, and I was very open about the fact I had a boyfriend and I just wanted to explore. Both people were very accepting of this. I enjoyed the experiences a lot and ended up spending a few nights with this girl in her apartment. It was mostly just because I find living at home very frustrating after having the freedom of living with my friends, boyfriend throughout uni, and my parents still treat me like a child. So she and I only actually had sex a couple times after drinking, and mostly when we would hang out, we would just play Minecraft or go to the pub. It was more like friends with benefits situation. I was very open about the fact I was staying at her place with my boyfriend, and she was totally okay with the fact I had a boyfriend. Okay, I kind of like this. Like, you both played Minecraft, you're having fun, you're vibing with this girl, it's like nothing serious, and that's good. I'm still on your side. So anyway, my boyfriend has been planning to visit me this coming weekend. And I've been thinking about what he said, that he would like to have a threesome. Oh, geez, here we go. Oh, geez. Okay. Here we go. This is where it starts tumbling down, because we don't know if the girl that you're going on a date with is down for it. So here we go. Oh, brother, this guy stinks. We don't know that yet, though. Hang on. But like, wait, why? He doesn't want to be with you, but he wants to have a threesome? Like, he's not being sexual with you, but he wants to have a threesome? I doubled down on that. Oh, brother, this guy stinks. I'm doubling down on that. All right, here we go. Ooh, let's see what she has to say. I asked this girl about it, and she said she would be down. So I brought it up to my boyfriend, and his reaction totally shocked me. He went absolutely nuts after finding out I had sex with this girl already and said he had no idea. He feels like he's been cheated on because I didn't explicitly tell him that I had sex with this girl, only that I had been staying at her place occasionally. I was sidelined. I assumed that he had also been seeing other people, as there have been a few nights where he has not replied to me in the evenings or asked to call like he usually does. However, he's saying that when he spoke about opening up our relationship, he meant only for threesomes and not for us to explore on my own? Oh, brother, this guy stinks! Okay, I can't. This guy's awful. This guy's terrible. The whiplash is lashing so hard right now. This surprised me, as I got a completely different impression from our initial conversation. Girl, it's not you. It's not you. I feel like he's gaslighting you. Oh my gosh. One of my friends from uni also sent me a screenshot of him on a dating app from a couple of weeks ago, which I told her I was completely fine with, as we were both using them. He says now he only had the app to look for a third, not for him doing his own thing. Ah! I think homeboy's just mad because you're having an easier time than he is. I think this guy is just struggling to find someone, and now he's backpedaling. All right? It's not you, boo-boo. Oh my gosh, this guy, murder him so fast. Oh my gosh. Now he's saying that he isn't sure if he can look past me cheating on him and that he needs some time to think about whether or not he wants to be with me. I'm completely devastated. I have deleted the apps from my phone and blocked the two people I slept with. No explanation. Oh, don't do that. No, be friends with them. Although I did want to explore, I have always been certain that he's the man for me. We get on so well, and he's dependable, caring, driven, everything I could ever want from a partner. My friends and family love him, and we also share most of the same friends, so our lives are intertwined. We have even decided on our kids' names and the street we want to live on one day. I've tried to explain to him that this was just a lack of communication and that I never wanted to hurt him. I've never even looked at another person until we agreed to open the relationship, but he's saying this changes the way he thinks about me entirely. He's barely spoken to me since finding out and pretty much just ignored my apologies. Wow. Okay, girl. I'm gonna be real. How old are you again? 21? Yeah, you're really young. From my POV, as somebody who loves to read Reddit, I think this guy's completely flip-flopping after he found out, like, you're having a good time online and, like, you know, you're hanging out with this girl, you're having a good time. Sounds like you didn't tell him about the guy, though. I'd like to know that. Like, did you tell him that you slept with the other guy, or did you only tell him about the girl? Because then maybe something nefarious is going on with OP. But I don't know, this guy kind of being like, I only wanted to open it up for thirds when he wasn't even sleeping with you, doesn't make any sense. Make it make sense. I want to read the comments, what the comments say. Classic. He wanted to open up the relationship because he thought he'd get to sleep with other people. Now he's mad and trying to punish you because you had success on the apps because he didn't. Yes, that's exactly what I clocked. Thank you. Thank you, Reddit. I feel validated. How do I earn his trust back? What are you talking about? How did you lose his trust? You agreed to an open relationship. Dump this insecure, hypocritical boy. Yes. Thank you, Reddit. Thank you, thank you. I thought I was kind of losing it, but... Oi, this is wild. Okay, oh, there's an update. There's an update. Okay, lock in, everybody. Here we go. Same post, next day. Here we go. Locked in. Thank you, everyone, for the helpful comments. I didn't expect this post to get so much attention, and I don't normally use Reddit, so I'm not sure if this is the correct way to do an update. Don't worry. Best of Redditor updates got you, boo-boo. So he finally called me after he finished work last night for us to talk. I apologized again for the miscommunication and said that I didn't feel like we had a detailed enough conversation to establish boundaries and to define what an open relationship means to us. Okay, very mature. Very mature. Okay, you went at it from a fair angle. I would not have done that, but I'm here for that. I would have kind of went in with the, you did this and you said that, but this is great. I like the way you're entering this. He agreed, but didn't apologize for his role in that. Oh, brother, this guy stinks! Times 10. Pardon me. Oh my God. I'm gonna kill my voice if I keep doing that. Continuing. He said he was mostly hurt because I seemed to have developed an emotional connection with this girl, which I can understand and I apologize for again. Don't apologize! Don't apologize! He asked for this! He asked for the, he, oh my God, girl, where is your backbone? Where's she at? Then he asked me if I felt like I was happy in our relationship. And to my surprise, I told him I wasn't. He said he wasn't either. So we decided to break up. I haven't even had a text from him this morning and I haven't tried to reach out either. Yeah, don't reach out to him. Good job. I'm a little sad that you didn't break up with him. That it was kind of mutual, but like, you know what? A win is a win. I will take the win for you. I do feel hurt and a bit lost after the last few days of crashing out. I also feel a huge sense of relief, as well as reading all the comments under this post. I also spoke to a couple of my friends and came to the conclusion that if the two of us were truly happy together, we wouldn't have felt the need to open our relationship in the first place. I'm going to give it some time to heal, but now, when I'm ready, I'm free to be a young adult without the pressure of a big future looming over me. It has also opened up new job opportunities, as I don't have to look in the same city as him, so we don't have to move in together. Yeah, you can go and do whatever you want now. You're free. Not that you weren't before. Like, you could totally go do whatever you want, but, you know, it is what it is. I know a lot of people are calling him a piece of shit and a gaslighting liar, but I'm still very fond of him. And so I don't really care at the moment to argue with him and question his side of the story, whether he changed the terms of our open relationship or did end up sleeping around and didn't want me to know. Girl, I can't wait for like 5 years later for you to like get that backbone and then come back to this, because you're going to be like, wow, I'm an idiot. And I'm going to be like, that's okay.
That's okay.
Here in the Delulu canoe, we got you. Hey, that's a good phrase. I should write that down. As for Minecraft Girl, I sent her a text saying I will give her a call at some point soon to explain. She said that was totally okay and to take my time. So hopefully I have at least made a friend and something good has come out of this. Thank you once again, everyone, for the help and support. Yeah, go get Minecraft Girl. Go get her. You and Minecraft Girl should be friends. Just keep the like friends with benefit thing going, you know? Like, why not? Who knew love could spawn in Minecraft? Who knew that people who craft in the mine stay together. I'm trying to make like a Minecraft joke, but I haven't played in so long. I'm so sorry. Am I the a-hole for giving my wife exactly what she wants? An open relationship. Let's dive in. My wife and I have been dating each other since childhood, and we got married 2 years ago. My wife has always been faithful to me, and I have been to her. But ever since she started talking to this woman she met online, she's been acting differently. She started watching porn. Oh my, and this woman sends her porn, and they talk a lot, and it's always sexual. Wow, this got really deep really fast. Okay. I have been reading their texts since last month, and this woman is vile, as she asked my wife to explore and educate her about open relationships. My wife did tell her that watching porn is enough and exciting, but she won't step outside of the marriage. I told my wife that I want to open our marriage. My wife didn't take it that well, and she cried and asked me if I want to marry someone else. I said I do, and she's not worth my efforts, and my love towards her has faded, so she needs to get back to her parents because I want to marry someone else. Where is this going? What? Oh, okay, the whiplash. Okay. When my wife started crying and begging me to not break our marriage, I told her that I know everything about this foreign woman and their texts, and if she wants it, I will let her free. My wife says that she was excited about their conversation and porn, but she won't step outside of the marriage, and she asks me to forgive her. I said that I just wanted to teach her a lesson, and if she wants some other man, she's free to do so, but not while she's married to me. My wife has been trying to talk to me, but I ignore her and tell her to leave me alone, but she begs me to forgive her because she can't step outside of the marriage, and it was just exciting to her. I'm hurt, and yes, I know that it's just porn, and she's been talking vile to a vile creature. Oh my God. Wait, let me reread that. That's funny. I am hurt, and yes, I know that it's just porn, and she's been talking to a vile creature, but I don't want to forgive her. I don't think she should be watching porn at all. What is this story? This story, the whiplash of this, you must not be from the US, because it is like, I love my wife. My wife is great. Wife talks to a vile woman and watches porn with her. I'm gonna break up with her. Like the whiplash, like you've got to be either really young. Okay, you've either got to be really young, this is a made-up story, or maybe you're not from the US and this is like your second language, which I could definitely like that would make sense. Let's see. Top comment is when that person asked if she wanted to try an open thing and your wife said no in response to finding out, you said you wanted to open. Are you just insane or something? You created this problem. Yeah, I agree. This OP created this problem. This wasn't handled in a healthy way by either of you. Yeah. You are the a-hole for reacting like this instead of having an adult conversation with your wife. Yeah, instead of pranking or tricking her or whatever. But your wife didn't want an open marriage. And what exactly were these conversations? Were they sexting each other? Or was this woman sending her porn suggestions? It is weird, but your wife did seem to shut it down when this woman pushed for something more. Either way, if this makes you want to divorce her, then do that. But if so, just divorce her. I don't know what you're trying to accomplish right now with what you're doing. Yeah, what is happening in this post? I think both parties should be murdered. Because, like, what the hell?
What the hell? What the helly? What the heliante?
Ooh, okay. How many comments are okay, this one's juicy. Here we go. Am I the a-hole for rejecting my friend's request to have an open relationship with my husband? The I, 30 female, have been married to my husband, 32 male, for 5 years. We have two beautiful kids, 5 male, 6 female, and have a very strong relationship and are very happy together. Recently, my friend Lisa, 29 female, confided in me that she has developed feelings for my husband. She said that she finds him attractive and admires our relationship, and she asked if we would consider having an open relationship so she could be with him too. What the absolute ass backwards is this? I think people are a little too bold in life lately. Like, I think we're just a little too bold in seeing something that we want and then taking it because, like, what do you mean your friend Lisa saw your husband was like, "Hi, open your relationship so I can be involved." No! What is happening? Gotta continue. Oh, brother, this girl stinks! That's going to be the quote of this video. I hope Chompy, as I do it, turns it up and, like, makes the camera shake each time because it's, oh, I'm living for it. Okay, continuing. I'm so sorry. I'm being distracted. I was shocked and I told her no, explaining that my husband and I are committed to each other and that we are not interested in an open relationship. Lisa got upset and accused me of being selfish and closed-minded. She argued that modern relationships should be flexible and that I was denying her happiness. Since then, Lisa has been distant and has been spreading rumors in our friend group, suggesting that I'm overly possessive and controlling. This has caused a lot of tension, and some of our mutual friends are now taking sides. My husband is supportive of my decision, but I feel guilty for the drama it's caused. So, am I the a-hole for rejecting my friend's request to have an open relationship with me and my husband? No! What? Absolutely not! If you're not comfortable with it, then no! What do you mean? Like, why are you even posting this on Reddit? This should be common sense. What do you mean? Like, I'm so confused. Like, what? You really think you're the a-hole? You really think you're the a-hole for telling your bestie no that you can't smash your husband? Come on. Update one. There's more. Wait. After reading some of your comments, I decided to bring the group out for coffee and I told them all about what Lisa had said and the real story. I also showed them the Reddit post. After showing them, there were two girls that were still on Lisa's side. What the absolute? Cut those friends off. Murder them. Them and Lisa in this story get murdered. Are you kidding me? Why are they siding with Lisa? What is happening? Okay, so I took some advice from the comments and said, let Lisa f*** your husband, and then you can be on her side. After that, everyone was on my side. Yeah! Yeah! Jeez, what is happening? Thankfully, Lisa was unhappy at all, and she started ranting about how it wasn't fair, and she just wanted to experiment something new. And it wasn't even that bad of a request. You're making such a big deal, which I didn't get. Me and the rest of the group have officially cut contact with Lisa. Crazy how much common sense it took us to get here. It's crazy how much common sense it took us to get here. But we're here. Also, just clarifying that Lisa also asked my husband for an open marriage. He also rejected, saying that even if I was, I would never want to go out with you. Oh! Yes! Put Lisa down! Yes! Send her back! Return her! That was amazing. I'm thinking of cutting the ladies that were on Lisa's side for so long. Yeah, cut them off, girl. But I'm not sure if they heard a different story or not, so should I? Yeah. Not the a-holes, the top comment. Tell the friends that are on her side to let her fuck their husbands. And that's what she did. Hey, yo. Thank God. That's crazy. That's wild. Like, I just can't. I don't get people sometimes. Like, what? Like, what gives Lisa the audacity to just be like, listen, you and your husband, I want your husband. Open the relationship so I can have husband. No! No! Jeez. Wild, wild Reddit stories. Oy. Oh, this is a good one. I'm hoping this will be this title. Here we go. This will be the last story as I. Let's end on a positive note, shall we? Am I the a-hole for divorcing my wife after she asked for an open relationship and now I'm thriving? Well, she isn't. Here we go. Hey, Reddit, I'm in a bit of a situation, and I'm starting to wonder if I'm the bad guy here. I'll try to keep this short, but there's some context that might be important. So my 34 male wife, 32 female, and I have been married for 7 years. We had a pretty great life together. I've built a successful business. I do pretty well for myself. I'll leave it at that. And we've traveled all over the world. Live in a beautiful house. The whole deal. I've always thought we were happy. Out of nowhere a few months ago, my wife tells me she wants to open up our marriage. Her reasoning was that we were missing out on experiences and she wanted to explore her options. But she made it clear she still loved me and didn't want to break up. I was blindsided. We've never had issues with intimacy or connection, and honestly, I'm in great shape. I've always been attentive to her needs, and I just didn't see it coming. At first, I was against the idea, but then I figured, okay, why not see what happens? If this is what she wants, I'm not going to stop her. I agreed to give it a try, but with the condition that it goes both ways. If she's out meeting other guys, I'm going to meet other women too. Well, here's where things get a little ironic. As soon as we opened the relationship, I started meeting women left and right. I'm talking crazy successes on dating apps. People I met through work, even casual flings while I'm traveling for business. Turns out being wealthy, fit, and confident tends to attract a lot of attention. I'll spare you the details, but let's just say I haven't exactly been lonely. My wife, on the other hand, yeah, not so much. She's been on a few dates, but nothing's really panned out for her. A couple of the guys ghosted her, and she's mostly frustrated that it's not been what she imagined. Meanwhile, I'm having a blast. After a few months of this, I started to realize that I don't need to stay in a marriage where my wife was basically looking for an excuse to cheat on me. If she wants to be single, then let's just make that official. I filed for divorce, and now she's upset saying that I'm punishing her for wanting to explore herself. But honestly, I just don't see the point in staying married if we're both dating other people. Why play house? So now she's telling our friends that I'm being selfish and that I'm only divorcing her because she's not having as much success as I am in this open thing, which is absolutely not the case. I just think we're on different paths now. I've realized I don't need to stick around where I can literally have my cake and eat it too. Oh no, she created a supervillain out of this guy. No, she made a new supervillain out of him. He's like, now I can have my cake and eat it too. Oh no, I hate that. Girly pop, what were you thinking? What were you thinking? I'd love her POV in this, actually. Well, not like that, not that POV, but I would love to know her perspective on this because I am curious, like, why? Like, if he's that fit, attractive, financially well off, why, what? Because she wanted to explore? You know, whatever. Anyways, moving on. Am I the a-hole for filing for divorce, or should I have tried harder to make her feel better about the situation she's basically created? Edit to clarify. I didn't start having fun out of spite. I just genuinely went into this thinking it could work, but it just opened my eyes to the fact that we want different things. Also, the divorce isn't about her failing at the open relationship. It's about me realizing I don't want this life with her anymore. Ooh. He realized that, like, he didn't quite bag the baddie, I guess. He's like, dang, I didn't know I could upgrade. Ugh. I don't know how I feel about the story, because, like, I feel like, obviously, I don't want to murder her, but, like, she opened up the relationship, and now she got her karma. But in doing so, she literally created a supervillain out of this guy, because now he's just going to keep eating his cake. Wait, having his cake and eating it too? Whatever that saying is, he's just going to eat all the cake in the world, you know what I mean? Like, he's just going to have the best time. Well, here we go. Let's see what are the comments saying. She wanted new experiences. I think this counts as not the a-hole. True, divorce will be completely new for her. Oh no, that's cruel. But it's true. That is true. Anybody else say anything interesting? Any other comments? People talking about walking their dogs in the comments. Like, it has nothing to do with this. I'm waiting for the divorce wave. Yeah. I don't know, people are talking about cats. What is this comment section? Oh, it's another fake post. This is the only thing, and it's a brand new account. I don't know, though. Do we think it's real? Clearly fake. Even if his wife was a porker, she'd have no shortage of men being slammed by the I'm wealthy, fit, and confident. Okay, so people are saying this might be a fake post. I'm not really sure, but thank you all so much for joining me on this Delulu Canoe episode of To Madurder or To Not To Madurder. Let me know if you'd like for me to do some of these episodes with other guests. Personally, I kind of like doing them in this like little corner in like my dark room by myself, but it might be fun to have like another person come in a Catherine Delish robe and us, you know, drink our pretend fake wine and kiki other people's drama on their tea. But also, if you see a spectacular Reddit post that you're like, Dare needs to read this one, I would love for you to send them to me. The best place would be on Delulu Canoe Podcast on Instagram. So I will leave the Instagram what it looks like here, because we don't get a lot of DMs over there. So if you would like copy paste the Reddit link and then DM them to me over there, I will make sure that I read them in the next to Madurder to not Madurder. Because I love doing these episodes, but I do have a hard time finding really spicy, juicy episodes. And I want to do an episode where all the Reddit stories are like strung together so you can like fall asleep to it. You know what I mean? Because that's what I do. I fall asleep to Reddit stories. Pardon my belch. But hey, be sure to stay Delulu because it's the Salulu. And don't get madurted and don't open up your marriages, all right? Bye.